When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
DC and Marvel lose the superhero trademark. Goats Flying Press announces 2025 slate. Ridley Scott partners with graphic novel publisher. This is Comic Book Club News for September 30, 2024. DC and Marvel have lost the trademark for the phrase superhero, and it's all thanks to Super Babies. Does that require some more explanation? Sure, here we go. In 1967, a company called Ben Cooper Inc. registered the trademark for superhero. No dash, two words. Thanks to a line of Halloween costumes. Meanwhile, Marvel was busy registering Marvel superheroes, and DC registered Legion of Superheroes. Then in 1972, a company called Mego Corporation tried to register World's Greatest Superheroes, tied to a line of action figures. Ben Cooper Inc. contested them. In a twist of fate, with Mego unable to financially challenge the lawsuit, Mego sold the trademark to Marvel and DC for joint ownership. DC and Marvel, you may not be surprised to hear, were able to challenge Ben Cooper Inc. financially, and then subsequently filed for the trademark in 1977. In 1979, they were jointly granted the trademark, and since then, the two companies have shared it. Until now. Per Reuters, S.J. Richards Super Babies Limited successfully freed the trademark back to public use after contesting Marvel and DC's usage of the term. The company was attempting to use superhero concerning a line of comics about superpowered babies. And when Marvel and DC didn't file an answer in response to the lawsuit, the trademark was freed from their control and is now openly usable by the public. What's perhaps most surprising about this is that up until this point, DC and Marvel have been aggressively litigious about protecting the trademark. Here, it seems like they just gave up. So who is the real superhero? S.J. Richards, and of course, the Super Babies. After a careful start in 2024, upstart publisher Goats Flying Press has announced an intriguing slate of books for 2025. Per The Beat, the four books hitting in 2025 are led by The Fables of Irkling Wood, a folklore graphic novel by Junie Ba and Aditya Bidikar, quote, spanning the centuries-long life of one accursed fiend. Next up is an oversized three-issue sequel series to Sebastian Gerner's Scales and Scoundrels, titled The Silence in the Storm, which finds a dragon princess trapped in human form teaming up with a group of thieves. Lake Yellowwood Slaughter by Alejandro Arbona and Gavin Guidry is an oversized one-shot riffing on slasher flicks like Friday the 13th. And The Consumption is another three-issue series also written by Gerner with art by Jack Mandrake about an AI fusing with a customer service rep to protect humanity from aliens that want to use us for raw materials. Release dates are TBA, but you can find out more at Goat Flying Press's booth at this year's New York Comic Con. In an announcement that feels like it missed San Diego Comic-Con by 2 months, Ridley Scott's production company, Scott Free, is partnering with a company called Mechanical Cake to publish a series of graphic novels. Said Scott via a press release provided to Comic Book Club, quote, Mechanical Cake is a terrific company. They understand the art of graphic novels. As an artist and painter, these projects are exciting to me, and I look forward to collaborating with Jesse, Tom, Dave, and the Mechanical Cake team. While this might seem like your typical Hollywood vanity project, Mechanical Cake has assembled an impressive array of talent for the fledgling company. Dave Elliott is the editor-in-chief, and the artists involved include Bill Sienkiewicz, Chris Weston, Dan Panosian, Brian Rood, and more. The first three books from the publisher are Maudville, a sci-fi southern gothic about AI humans, Hyde, a book that posits what if Mr. Hyde didn't die, but instead lives in the London sewers, and Nick, a Yule War story based in Norse legends. Maudville will be the first out of the gate, with an oversized issue to be released in March of 2025. For Superhero Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And I can say that now, finally, with no legal repercussions. Superhero. 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 Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.